So where's your love of reading come from, Sasha?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think very much for all of us, our love of reading does come through stories because we learn to read, or we have our parents tell us stories to go to sleep. We read these short story books, things like Little Golden Books and so on and so forth. So for me, that early love of reading, you know, obviously very much short stories. But then even as I got a little older, I was an avid reader of really dark, grim fairy tale collections, you know, collections of those awful, scary, just disastrous folk tales from all over the world. And then as a young teenager, yeah, the short story. I was given a contemporary short story collection, and it was just a hand-me-down, really. And I just suddenly found myself in another world, and then in another world, and then in another world, in rapid succession, and it was marvellous.
Wow! So this whole idea of being a quick story being told, and you getting to the end, enjoying that sensation, and then looking to the new experience. Let's define a short story then. What are we focusing on?
Well, I think many people have tried to do that, and no one has done it to anyone's satisfaction, and there's a lot of argumentation. So, okay, well, one obvious and painfully, you know, silly starting point is to say a short story is a story that is short, which of course opens up that big question: how long is short?
Yeah.
So some people try to get around that by saying, well, it's a story that can be read in one sitting. So the great short story writer Edgar Allan Poe always said that. Another way of doing it is it's too short to be published as a volume in its own right, like a novel would be. But again, you know, there's still so much room to move on that. So really, it's very hard to say. And in terms of length, there's really no cutoff point. It's more a matter of convention and common sense. And as for the shape and the content of a short story, there's really no prescribed formula. There's no rules, any more than with a novel, really. It's a really diverse form.
Okay, so what does it offer as you as a reader as opposed to a novel?
Well, I would say they offer something both very similar and very different. I think because of the shorter length and because you can read it in one sitting, it gives you the luxury of a particularly intense form of engagement with the story. You know, every word is going to loom larger. Everything is really going to tell. You really notice the language. You really notice the images and so on. Some people say that imminence of the ending, the fact that it is short, means we tend to read through uninterrupted. We don't let those busy lives intrude. And so, yeah, you get a particularly strong sense of the overall form, the way it's told. You get this really strong claim on your attention.
And, you know, how different is that? Is that feeling from a novel where you do you get to know the characters as well as you do in a novel?
Well, I think that the short story, some say it allows a lot more on suggestion and the careful selection of, you know, really telling details. And maybe that setting and atmosphere take on this intensity in a short story. That, whereas character, yes, okay, you can't explore character in the same extended depth that a novel allows. But through that careful selection of details, through suggestion, and through the sort of the power, the resonance of what isn't said, what's left to us, you know, to work through in our minds, they can really give you an incredibly powerful sense of character, place, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking Twitter here, we're not talking 140 characters.
Absolutely not, no.
Dr. Sasha Morell is with us on ABC New England Northwest, and on our Thursday Morning Book Club, we're inviting you to join us for what we're having a bit of fun with, a short story book club. If you're finding that reading's just getting away from you, if you haven't had a chance to enjoy a good story in a while and let your imagination run wild with the author, then we're going to ease you back into rekindle that passion with some short stories. And Sasha's got a selected list for us, so she's going to tell us all about them in just a moment. So we'll put the list online as well, and we're going to ask some of the libraries to post it as well, so you might like to join us as we begin this journey. But Sasha, who have been your favourite or the great proponents of this art, this genre, this form of writing?
Well, okay, so yes, that really does depend who you talk to, and I feel like I can't say a single name without offending a million other loves. But some of the very greatest short story writers were not actually writing in English. So names like Anton Chekhov, Jorge Luis Borges, Franz Kafka, they're really important proponents of this form. In English, for me, it has to be some of the great 19th century Americans, Herman Melville, Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne. In Australia, I think probably our most celebrated short story writer is Henry Lawson, but worldwide, so many greats. The names that always come up include Catherine Mansfield, Flannery O'Connor, Roald Dahl, Carlyle, Raymond Carver. Oh, and I have to mention Alice Munro, of course, who's the Canadian short story specialist who won the Nobel Prize for Literature last year. That was seen as a triumph for the short story, actually.
Well, so a contemporary in amongst all the sort of historical ones. Well, great, great. So, and you yourself, what is it that you enjoy most of this genre?
Look, I think it is the intensity and the resonance and the fact that, like so many people, I am very busy, but I do still want that passionate, intense engagement with literature. And let me tell you, there are short stories I've read that have affected me so powerfully through their, you know, their creation of a sense of place through details, through suggestion, that I've almost been left in a kind of shock, you know, really with a buzzing in my head, just transported completely.
So when we were chatting originally, how difficult was it to sort of just select six? Because I think that's what we've decided upon, isn't it?
Yes, it was incredibly difficult. And I quickly realised I can't hope to give a survey of this form. And what I really just want to do is give people some ideas about some interesting stories to read to give you a sense of some of the ways in which this form has developed and flourished over time.
Great, great. All right, so what have you selected for us? Let's run through them all just quickly.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so the first story we're going to be reading is Kate Chopin's The Story of an Hour. Now, Kate Chopin was an American short story writer. She was born in 1850. She's actually best known for her short novel, The Awakening. She writes a lot about women living very different, very unconventional lives or escaping convention. But she was publishing absolutely marvellous short stories very widely in the 1890s. Now, here's a bit of a cheat, because we're going to have James Joyce, but thank heavens we're not going to have to read Ulysses.
I saw that on the list, I was like, what? Hang on, that wasn't part of the deal.
Yes, definitely. No, we're not going to be reading any 1,000-page novels. No, we're going to read a very short story, Araby, and it's from his collection Dubliners, which is a really important collection of short stories, a completely different experience to Joyce's novels, but just a beautiful evocation of moments in life and time and the sort of epiphanies we have in life, these realizations we have just through daily experience.
Okay, so that's number two. That'll be our book for July. So what about our next selection?
Okay, so this is really a popular writer in some ways, you know, almost a bestseller, Daphne du Maurier. And she's, of course, very well known for The Birds, the story that was adapted by Hitchcock into that fantastic movie. But yes, a fantastic short story writer as well as a novelist. Oh, and incidentally, one associated with Cornwall. So quite appropriate for today's program. It was her adopted home, a place she loved very, very much. And we're going to be reading her story, The Old Man. And this is a story that shows us how the short story can really make perspective and point of view so, so important and really give you a surprise. Then Frank Moorhouse. So Frank Moorhouse is an Australian writer and he's recently had a lot of attention for a major trilogy of, again, really big fat novels, but far and away he is a incredibly important short story writer. We're going to be reading one of his short stories from his 1974 collection, Business No Picnic. And it's basically about a man who doesn't quite understand himself, a businessman in regional New South Wales.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be quite an interesting story for many people in the world.
Yeah, look, I think it will be, and it's funny.
Okay.
Sometimes uncomfortably so. And then we're going to be having a short story by Toni Morrison. Now, Toni Morrison's an African-American writer. She's very well known, especially for her novel Beloved, but many other great novels dealing with African-American experience, women's experience, history. She's a marvellous writer. And she's not really a short story writer, and that's actually why I picked this story. I think it may be her only published short story, and it is so completely different to her novels. And actually what it does is it tells us, why do we write short stories instead of novels? And it's going to be an excellent illustration of what the short story can do that the novel can't.
Okay, well, that'll be great. And then what are you wrapping? Well, how will we wrap up the series?
Well, we're going to wrap up by scattering in all directions because this is the age of Twitter. This is the age of the tweet and the soundbite. And there has been a contemporary rise of what's known as the very short story. Really, it can take a matter of seconds to read these or perhaps just a couple of minutes. But these are stories that really make brevity, the essence of what they tell us. Yeah, wow. So they're going to be really interesting to see the various writers who've taken that in all sorts of directions.
Well, maybe we can even come up with a way to challenge our listeners to create their own very short story.
I think that sounds like a marvellous idea.
I think this is going to be wonderful. So if you're feeling like you want to start reading again, but life and children and work and commitments are just getting too much, we've got this great selection of short stories that Sasha's selected for us, and we'll pop it up, the list up online. So the first one, though, you need to be prepared to read for the month of get into it now in May, and we'll chat about it on the first Thursday of June, is Kate Chopin's The Story of an Hour. So that's your challenge for this first month. Oh, it sounds wonderful, and we'll get into all of that. How should we approach them, Sasha? Just set aside, you know, a bit of time, or just get into it?
Well, that's right. Well, having said everything about our lives being busy and not having time to give things our full attention, give these stories your full attention. You know, really take time out with them, and remember that it won't take much time. And that's exactly why you're going to get to immerse yourself. You're not going to need to skim through. You're going to get that kind of unity of effect that Edgar Allan Poe and others thought was so important.
Great. All right. Well, looking forward to it. And we'll pop the list online and see if some of the libraries will help us out as well. And if you want to be a part of it, next time we catch up with Sasha on the first Thursday, so put that in a diary, sort of mental note, first Thursday of every month now Sasha's going to be joining us. You might like to give us a call and join the book club on air as well, or maybe just let us share your thoughts. I'm looking forward to it. Sasha, should be great fun for the year. Thank you for suggesting such good reads.
You're so welcome. Me too. Very much looking forward to it.
All right, so we'll get into it. The Kate Chopin and The Story of an Hour. Lovely to chat to you, Sasha, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Lovely to talk to you. Good Cheers. Morning.